It's a literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to this news podcast.
Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking
asked?
We are back on the motherfucking Loose News Podcast, motherfucker.
What?
Keep that away.
Shannon Cook in the house.
Representing.
Ian Lazarus in the house.
Burning them bridges with
Henry,
that fire.
Henry Liu in the house.
Yo.
What's up, Henry?
What's up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it tonight. There ain't no motherfucking laid back nigga tonight. I'm here.
Yeah. He's representing the east side.
I started with nothing.
Far.
And I'm here. And I mean
far
energy.
East side.
Far east side.
I know. I'm just thugging along.
Far east is representing.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yup.
I said house more too much.
The hizzy. House.
The hizzy.
The hizow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a province.
I know, doesn't it?
China.
I realized that as soon as it came out of my mouth.
It might be. I don't know.
In the hizow.
So we're here.
He's out.
It's podcast time. It's that time of the motherfucking week.
You know it.
It might be Monday night on More Like Radio. It might be any time during the week on Stitcher or iTunes. It might be anything.
We're about to pay your bills, motherfucker.
For me, it's a Thursday.
But it's Tuesday.
I know, but isn't that when you release your episodes?
Typically Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's just how inattentive I am.
Do you listen? You don't listen. There's no way you listen.
I listen once in a while.
Once in a while.
Come on, man.
That's all we could ask.
Yeah.
That's all we could ask.
You doubt me so
much.
No
doubts.
You are
if
just
the
most...
If people listen once, we appreciate it.
Sweet. Yeah, put that listener count up by one.
You listen on iTunes or Stitcher?
iTunes. Okay. I don't know what the hell Stitcher is.
It's an app that you can use or website for getting podcasts if you don't have an iPhone.
Okay, I'm just going to pretend I know what Stitcher is to stop you explaining that
How
to me.
How dare you? You are a guest in our home. I will explain. Now I will explain it ad nauseum now.
What's Stitcher?
I have no idea.
What is Stitcher?
I shot my
what
load.
Is Stitcher,
if
Mr.
If you would have been patient, you would have realized I was done.
I was listening. I just was waiting for you to be done to tell you to shut the hell up.
This is very contentious. Didn't I say in the car, Henry's going to be contentious?
I'm not contentious.
Henry is always contentious.
Constantly. Name three times.
I think it's the lawyer in him.
Name three times I'm contentious.
I mean, every time I see
like every
you.
Every time.
That's the most blanket statement ever.
Yeah, well, it can be.
And that is contentious.
That's not... I'm calmer than you.
You've threatened to sue me like 30 times.
Has he?
Yeah.
Why? Well,
he hasn't actually sued me, but he's threatened to.
I Why? Don't
under
think
what Under
I
what pretense?
Have. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't
Just because
think
he can.
No. Well, I
Anybody
mean,
can.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anybody can.
He can just do it for free.
Yeah, he can do it mad easy.
I represent myself.
I'm representing Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
I'm also representing the Far East. His
yeah,
owl.
Yeah.
We are so gangster tonight, and we didn't even get 40s.
No, we took a break from the 40s because we've been drinking beforehand. I think it's best
that we
don't.
Pre-gaming.
Fucking St. Patrick's Week. The cops are out.
Yeah.
We don't need to be getting pulled over.
Fuck.
The Poe.
This is going to be the most boring Thursday ever.
For Wait. Who?
For everybody. The cops are going to be everywhere.
Oh,
St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, but it is. I think St. Patrick's Day is really stupid.
Why? Aren't because, you Irish?
No.
I thought you were. I thought you. No, I know he's Jewish, but he's got to be some kind of Irish in there, right?
I mean, I don't know. Not that I know of. I think there, if anything, there's a sliver of Italian. Ital.
Eh, it's close enough, right?
It's the same
Starts
continent.
With an I, has some vowels.
Yeah.
You're on the European continent.
So, okay, so the Asian guy is saying all us Europeans are alike. See that?
No,
what
I'm
he did there?
White people are alike.
All white people are alike.
Yep.
Interesting.
I mean,
like normal sized penises.
I
that whole
say that.
That whole thing.
I don't know what the hell normal is for you. For me, normal is smaller than the
rest of the world. Fuck. Yes. I think St. Patrick's Day, it's like, I guess because I'm not a drinker. Like anything that revolves around drinking as the primary thing, I think is stupid. Am I wrong?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. The only time the drinking is really fun is if, like, there's something else behind it, you know?
Ah, thanks for reminding me. There was something I wanted to say on stage tonight. I was gonna go. What is everyone's favorite drinking game? Because mine's the one that validates my alcoholism.
That's all drinking games, really.
I know. I really love it.
You like to drink?
You know what? That's a strange thing. I never used to. And then I hit like, wait, how old am I now?
Wait, 25, 6?
27.
I'm older than everyone.
I think Henry's You're 27?
I think.
So. Good for you, man. I'm glad. I want everyone to catch the fuck up to me.
Minus, I'm really, oh yeah, 27. Good. 27. Right,
still
holy
young.
Shit. Yeah, like once I hit like 23 and you can, wait, what is it to rent a car? 24, 23?
Well, at 25, like I know, I guess like 23. Yeah, 23.
Yeah, like where you can rent a car right. without that
then
fucking
he started
bullshit.
Drinking.
No, I stopped giving a shit. Like I got everything I needed except for old people.
The next
benefits.
Thing you get is, right, it's Social Security. Once you hit 23, that's it. Nothing else good comes, especially if you've been married. The next thing is your funeral. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
I'm looking forward to that.
Your funeral.
Yeah, I planned my funeral out completely.
How's it going to be?
Oh, man. So if I don't get cremated or if I don't get completely
Well, who's choosing it? You choose, right?
Yeah, I'm putting it in my will to have a very specific funeral. I'm going to be buried in a coffin and I'm going to have some kick-ass music playing. I forget what song specifically.
You're a real trailblazer.
Two Live Crew.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm going to be strung up by marionette strings and halfway through I'm just going to be hoisted up and just do some crazy
Did you see
marionette
that?
Shit.
It's been going around social media. In fact, I think it's the second go-round for this story. There's a Puerto Rican guy that was like propped up in a chair
that.
With
yeah.
like a fucking, I don't know if it's a cigarette lighter or something in his hand. He's kind of sitting up, chilling, baseball
yeah.
cap.
He has like one leg wise, crossed.
Eyes open, one yeah. leg crossed, got the lean.
Yeah. It's really freaky.
Henry
I know.
Wants a similar thing, it sounds like.
Oh, damn. You want to be propped up? My idea? I had this idea since fucking middle
you
school.
You
want
to be propped up like in a chair, just chilling in the
Not
party?
Not in a chair. I'm going to be in the
in
casket.
The right,
it's going to be an open casket. People are going to come by and be like,
but you're
going to
be sitting
respect.
Up.
No, hell no. I'm going to be laying down halfway through when whoever's giving the eulogy, I'm just going to be
like
hoisted up by marionette strings right. and start doing some fucked up shit. I'm going to have audio recorded from before I die. Like
Asian
really,
Jesus.
Yeah, no, fucking Ring and Grudge shit.
That's horrifying.
I know.
Remind me not to attend.
Well, unfortunately,
I'll make my peace privately.
I'm just gonna do the cold crazy Asian curses because I know that your
nice.
Jesus Christ can't do jack diddly shit
well,
against you.
Not
know,
my Jesus
real
Christ.
Monsters.
I don't know. What would you want? Last?
I can't even think about that. The thought of death is so terrifying. What would I want? I want everyone to either roast me viciously. Or be so sad that they just like cried and cried, like that black woman funeral. Oh no!
throwing ourselves on the couch.
Right, oh, Lordy.
I think I'd want like every girl, I'll make a list of the girls that I've always wanted to blow me and have them all do it at my funeral, like all of them.
Rigor mortis.
Right.
Rigor mortis has set in.
Why would they do
nice.
It, of course, but I can ask. A guy can dream.
Oh, there was this kid in Hurley, I heard. He died like when he was 21, and at his funeral, there was just around the block line of like smoking hot women for his funeral. All the girls he's ever laid in high school and then some.
So he was young, 21, obviously. So yeah, it
yeah,
was
he got into,
tragic.
Yeah, no, he got into a vicious accident because, you know, risk taker and all that crazy shit. But holy damn, that funeral was insane.
Man, we all look back.
Young funerals are always like that.
I've never been to one.
I've never seen that many hot chicks for one
what
funeral.
Okay, so I'll go around the table. I don't have one, but like Shannon, what's the youngest person's funeral you've been at? Or death or whatnot.
Yeah, the youngest was my friend Ashley in high school. She died on the way to junior prom.
Car accident?
Yeah. She had
drunk driver? Or?
She had a truck driver for a local business, which I won't name.
She owned it. Her parents owned a company?
No. The person was driving a truck for
gotcha.
A local Fair Acre Farms.
Also, good Ross's ex-wife.
And, yeah, the person was coming over a hill on a back road, and
oh
she
God.
Was in a little cabriolet, and just basically...
She was
like,
asking for it, let's be honest. You drive a cabriolet, I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's like a coffin. I can go right in the ground as is.
Basically.
Wow.
And, yeah, so...
Wow. So she was like 18.
She was like 17, I think. Yeah.
That. Ugh. How about you, Henry? What's the youngest like funeral / death that you've been around
that I've actually attended
or that you like a friend or someone that you knew well like the youngest
okay so
not counting like Chinese daughters because that of course doesn't count
oh no we just toss them out at
that's what I'm saying
but no Shit, like that I know of or that I've actually attended? I mean,
something that kind of mattered to you in a sense.
That mattered to me?
Yeah.
I don't know how old my aunt was, like 50-something.
Okay, so not like so tragic, not, but no still one, young.
Yeah, she was up there in age, fuck, had some illnesses. But like, no, here's something I've thought about. Have you guys ever noticed that every time, you know, someone young dies, let's say 20s to 30s, they're always doing the obituary like, this guy, why?
She wants a cigarette.
My lighter. Oh. My lighter.
Okay,
you asking for a cigarette or a
he
lighter?
He notoriously steals my lighter. I've heard that before. I'm interrupting the conversation to get that shit back.
Okay, as long as we
important.
Get back. Okay.
How is this playing around?
And
you assume
that
we're back.
It's okay.
All right, we're back.
So young people die.
No, so like, This works if I have an example. There was this kid in my town. He got into some kind of accident. I've heard many different stories. One, they always involve him being drunk, but how he died drunk was different. It was either a car accident or he was partying in like the woods nearby. Like we have a lot of woodsy areas in my town.
Those are always how the drunk death stories end. Henry.
What age are you at this point?
22.
Oh, so you're, okay.
So
okay. Out of high school.
Yeah,
okay.
kind of youngish.
Young.
So, and one of the stories is that he must have gotten drunk in the woods, partying, and he walked off a cliff because we have those
Jesus.
Things. You know, we have like, you know, places where you can dive off into the waters or something, but he just walked off and died. But the obituary or like all the little eulogies, like, oh, he was this upstanding member of the community. He was a really bright young star. Everyone will miss
But he was
him.
A piece of shit, right?
Holy crap, man. He was the kind of guy who would knock down mailboxes. He dropped out of high school. He was a fucking scumbag. I mean, the only thing that we miss about him is because he had good weed
but that's
to sell.
That's almost like I mean, I don't have a lot of firsthand experience, but somehow every armed force like soldier that goes overseas is kind of glorified as a hero, you know. And
meanwhile, he was that douche jock from high school.
A lot of them are. A lot of them are these sort of like no other future alpha male, you know, big lummox pieces of shit.
Yeah, it was like, that or become a cop.
I think it's Doug Stanhope that's like, it's just people that want to kill people killing other people who want to kill people.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but the thing is death, even like, you know, the example of like you know, celebrities, like they're always revered when they die. But when they're here, they're just some unappreciated, well, they think so, certainly, but just regular piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then death, like you said, history is written by the winners. It's almost that same concept. You know, the finality of it, now they're revered. But where's that love when they're here?
Or what was it? I guess it was Jim Morrison that said, death makes angels of us all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I've certainly been to enough funerals in my time or known enough people that have died where it's like, it's very easy to glamorize and only remember the good. But.
Right.
Well, I just hate the whole lying bullshit. Like that fucking kid in my town, he was not anything good or revered.
But what are you supposed to say, though?
Just be fucking honest.
What, he's a piece of shit?
Glad
he's
dead?
He would have killed someone or robbed someone?
How about be neutral instead of embellishing that?
You know why? Because I bet whoever wrote that, their perspective, like everyone's mother loves them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoever really was involved in creating that probably felt that way. You know, there's someone to love everybody. There really is.
Yeah, of course.
It's all relative. But look how many douchebags have girlfriends or just, you know, cunts have boyfriends. I mean, there really is someone to love everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that. But it was just
but you're right,
weird
though.
To read it like,
right,
as a public
right. Like,
thing.
I knew this fucking guy. He's a cunt.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Like, it's a small town. Everyone knew it.
Right.
If they read it, they're just like, oh, this is fucking shit. Like, let's say out of 100 people, maybe 20 actually appreciate
you know what,
the guy,
though?
You know?
It's almost like gracious winning. This guy's
gracious winning.
This guy's piece is off the game board now. So it's like, just be gracious in victory. We're still here. There's almost no reason to do a celebration dance in the end zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. This guy's gone. I mean, he couldn't be. I mean, at that age, yeah, he's selling weed, whatever, not breaking mailboxes.
He
mail
had
boxes.
Really good weed.
It
that's what people miss about
I mean,
it.
You know what, though? I mean, he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't killing anyone. He wasn't, was he raping people? I mean, I don't know what he was doing, but it probably wasn't that bad.
I don't think
bad.
He was.
Right. So.
Are we going to remember Bill Cosby as a rapist when he dies?
I mean, okay, listen, if I
probably died... Probably at this point.
Unfortunately, I think so.
Maybe.
Not
What about Michael Jackson? He was...
he's a piece of shit.
He was... But fucking his
now,
hero was like the most like...
He wasn't convicted, but...
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think we
but
all
But neither
think,
was O.J.
He's still alive, though, so...
But in general, you're saying when you know, push comes to shove, whether it's Cosby or O.J., they will be remembered as the crime committers.
Yeah.
That they probably are.
I mean, we don't remember Michael Jackson, but he hasn't been convicted. Okay, you're right on that. He hasn't been convicted. But Michael Jackson, he's revered now.
Now, with that said, he always was. I mean, he always was. That's not new. I happen to think Michael Jackson's overrated. He's amazing. He could dance. You know what? Like, the songs are fucking retarded, most of them. You ever, like, really listen to, like, Billie Jean? It's so boring. It's droning. Like, it's really great. Everything's great when it's happening. Fine. He was a complete, you know, worldwide phenomenon. And he could dance. And he could, you know, some of the songs.
Sounds like jealousy.
No, of what? I mean, I guess I'm jealous of everyone, really. I mean, you're a lawyer. I'm jealous of you. Are you a big Michael Jackson fan? Is that the thing?
No, he's fucking awesome. Thriller.
I defy you to find me one clip of him not lip syncing in a live performance one time. It has not happened.
Oh, I can't fucking disprove that.
I'm just saying,
his songs does not exist any less.
No, a couple, fine, but I mean, okay, Thriller, fine. You said Thriller. What's so great about that fucking song, really? Other than the fact that we've been fed the fact that it's
a music video.
I don't know.
If it weren't for the music video, the song
would
be great.
Exactly.
But how do you explain why you like certain things? You just kind of do, right?
Right. But I guess in retrospect, I also liked footy pajamas when I was a kid. I ain't wearing them now.
Well, I mean, for me, Michael Jackson wasn't like a phase or a fad. Like, you know, when you're a little kid, you kind of go with the popular
music.
He's
an icon. He's an icon. There's no doubt.
Well, it's not just an icon thing. Hell, this is coming from a guy who didn't speak English until way later in his life.
How later?
How old are you when you're in your third or fourth grade?
Eight.
Like eight? 7, 8.
Yeah, like 7, 8. Like, I spoke English before then, but it wasn't, like, great. It
wasn't proper English.
How do I put this? I was much more introvert a long time
ago.
So
you spoke, you just didn't choose to.
Yeah, because okay. I was just...
If only he felt that way now.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. I'm still sort of an introvert. But everyone has that phase where you go through the popular music.
No, certainly.
And then you get a little older, puberty kicks in, you start getting a little edgier, you start listening better music.
You rebel.
From 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. Maybe part of the 90s, depending on who it is.
Oh, come on, the 90s are great. What are you talking about?
I don't know. No, I'm only saying 90s is great because I grew up young in the 90s, but I thought about this. Let's see. We love the music from the 70s and 80s, all the bands.
I'm more 70s and 90s, not so much 80s, so that's just for me, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, but you have
I'm
like,
also way older
you
than
like
you.
Rush.
Fuck Rush.
Billy Joel?
I love Billy Joel.
Yeah, so, like they're these people from like, you know, 70s, 80s.
And crossed over to now.
Yeah, they're still like...
Rush, I mean, to me, I never liked progressive rock, this whole show off, like we can play these instruments so fucking well, watch us do it. Like, I don't see anything... I don't want to sit through a band coming on my face.
I don't think I could name one Rush song.
Tom Sawyer. You named Tom Sawyer. Really?
I have no idea.
YYZ.
I don't even know that one. Like, his voice is so annoying, and that whole... I mean, I play drums. I can respect musicianship, but I don't need like my music to be like a complete cavalcade of a tour de force of what we can do with our instruments. Like, we're Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
Just play a fucking song.
To me, that's the same when certain singers like Mariah Carey or Celine Dion Christina Aguilera, they just start doing that like,
the runs.
With their voice. And it's like, you're ruining
the auto-tune bullshit.
Now, there's a certain
happening.
You're just showing off and you're ruining
it. If it's like a gospel singer and they're really feeling that deep soul shit, that's different.
But when you do it all the time,
right.
Multiple times in the same song.
But that goes for comedy. You know, when you present a show to an audience of civilians, it's supposed to seem spontaneous and like a special thing for them, but it ain't.
Yeah.
It could become that. It could have moments of that, but I guess the same thing goes for a singer
or
a band or anything else. They're just clocking in and going to work.
Yeah.
So it is kind of silly.
And you're doing the same shit over and over every night.
To me, like a lot of those like soul singers, like some middle-aged white guy wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Like singer-songwriters to me are different. They felt something.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding what you're saying right now.
Houston,
a singer that writes their own
Whitney
music
Houston
as opposed to performing.
Writing her songs.
People's.
She's singing like other people's words is what I'm saying.
Like all the pop stars that you see.
A lot of them. Some do. Like Taylor Swift, she writes her shit. She's an artist in a sense.
And then you have people like Britney Spears who, you know.
She's getting songs from like Pharrell or from other producers that put things to her. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, when they oversing that, like you're saying, it's silly. You didn't feel that emotion.
No.
These aren't from your experience.
Right.
And it's just not verbally, it's not auditorily pleasing to me the way that if they just carried the note and maybe fluctuated a little, but this all over the place, run with it, it's just like, it does nothing for
there's
me.
There's a time and a place. Like, there's certain times I can watch. Like, but I can watch a performance of Christina or Mary J. And really feel that.
Yeah.
But when it's like, when you watch like American Idol and it's just some schmuck.
Oh, doing the, just doing like, the cover. Basically, they're doing it's, covers.
It's
of
karaoke.
Else.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. And you're just watching these people just run and go on and on. It really is embarrassing. They should be embarrassed.
See, that this goes back to my earlier point. Like, you have all
not
these.
Michael Jackson or.
What?
Michael Jackson or just...
No, like, just, like, people from... And Michael Jackson included, you know. Everyone fucking lip-syncs at some point, you know, or mold many times.
I mean, not
time.
Everyone. Not everyone.
And that's what
but a good majority
at
of
one,
pop.
At one point... Yeah, pop. At one point or time, someone lip-syncs.
Not everyone, but okay. I get your
okay,
point.
Okay, yeah, but, like, who are we gonna, like, let's say 20 years from now, who are we gonna remember from, like, nowadays, like, as fondly as Led Zepp, Rush, or
right,
whomever
like that. Well,
okay, else?
Okay, so when do we start, like, when would they have to have started for us to say now?
Let's say, like, from the let's say mid-90s to today.
But that started in the mid-90s?
These groups that started in the mid-90s
Foo Fighters.
That Foo Fighters, I actually did say it. See, right. This is why I fucking hate you sometimes, because you and I think way too much alike.
But that's one that came to mind. I did hear you say that.
Foo Fighters, I feel, will be remembered like 20 years from now, unless for whatever reason in the next 20 years they
like,
do
I'm
some
not,
weird
I'm not
ass
a
shit.
Fan.
I think even I though Coldplay, I could see
I was
going to
say Coldplay. I'm not a fan either.
Effect.
They're boring as fuck, but right, yeah. People love them.
Exactly.
Coldplay, I don't know. But this is my personal thing. I don't like
I think
Coldplay
Beyonce.
So much
Beyonce
yeah.
will have that.
No, yeah. I don't
yeah,
think
she
Beyonce
will.
Yeah,
she will.
Beyonce
she,
will.
She's an all-time.
And like, Jay-Z, I think,
yeah.
as well.
No
really?
Doubt.
I don't know. I don't feel like that they'll be like remembered super fondly.
I kind of do, because don't forget, people are going to die off, and they're always going to have
and
been
there.
And
their music royalty. Even if you aren't a big fan of their music, they have such an impact.
Which, by the way,
I will admit to the impact. They definitely have a lot of influence, a lot of power, a lot of like fandom and everything.
Well, that's kind of the formula for being
in it.
Well,
yeah,
that,
because
that's you, but,
not everybody likes Led Zeppelin
which, by the
or
way,
Jimi Hendrix, but they know
that's
who the
true,
fuck
yeah.
they are. They're
I
still
do,
revered.
I just don't feel it.
I am
like
a Beyonce
guys.
Fan. I love Beyonce. I kind of think she's toolish. She's almost like a female Tool, but like she does write, or her and others writes good shit. I do enjoy a lot of her songs.
I can't even name one. I just
really?
Remember,
you couldn't name a Beyonce song?
No, I can't.
Literally could not name a Beyonce
I
song.
I can't name one right now off the top of my
Single
head.
Single Ladies.
I thought that was with
Bootylicious.
Her the other
That's
ones.
Her. That's just her.
Bootylicious
really?
Was...
That's the group.
Yeah.
But she, it's her.
No, that's not the group. What was before... Who was Beyonce with
Destiny's
before?
Destiny's Child.
There we go. I thought that was...
Single Ladies was just her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Single Ladies
Diva.
Was just her.
There's a shitload.
Drunken Love.
I Love If I Were a Boy. Great song.
Yeah, that's
great
that
song. Makes
good.
Me want to kill myself when I hear that song. Because she hits it right on the head. I'm such an awful person.
All
my,
of you.
If my
All
wife really felt that song, she'd leave me. She'd do so much better. As she should. But, I mean, listen, Michael Jackson is part of the fabric of America. And I was 8 years old in 1984. And he was it. And I get it. But in looking back to me, I think the whole thing is silly. I saw a documentary on Showtime about him. It's just the dancing, the spinning. He seems like a fucking retard. And then you factor in the kid touching and the fucking
yeah.
diva behavior.
Yeah, we're going to remember him like that, the kid touching
ultimately,
guy.
Ultimately, can I just say, like, there are lots of people that between, you know, mental issues that they have or they're just an awful person, they might be super talented at whatever they do.
Oh, fucking Kanye West is one of the most recent examples.
But no, that's different. I'm thinking about like Roman Polanski.
Oh,
you know,
fucking
and people
awful.
Like that where it's like he might be a great director, but no one's going to forget, you know, about
a
13-year-old
yeah.
girl or you know, same thing with Michael Jackson or OJ.
Or Woody Allen.
Or Woody Allen, definitely.
Oh,
which
yeah.
doesn't get nearly enough attention. Thank you. But all these are talented people, and they have something to offer. But
and that's
if it was a guy in your neighborhood that was like the world's best plumber.
You hit it right on the head. Because in sports, for example, like a guy will always get a second and third chance if they can still play. Once you're once you're not a good player, and the team is all benevolent, and they're, look, oh, we've helped him reform. No, he could still serve your needs, your selfish needs.
Mm-hmm.
If you have talent, you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's just talent. Once you reach a certain level of wealth, you're going to be
powerful. No, because Bill Cosby's fucked.
He's like fucking, how old is he? He's like 89?
80, but he's 80, whatever.
He's going to drop dead at any
but
given
my
second.
My point is he's fucked right now. His wealth, his fame ain't helping him. He's fucked.
Yeah. Oh, like he was relevant in the last 5 years.
Of course he
years.
Was. What do you mean? He just put a special out a couple years ago. He is relevant.
Did he?
And
Yeah.
No way.
He was sitting on a stool. It was Comedy Central. And, but even but the Cosby Show was one of the all-time.
Yeah, that was a long
shows.
Time ago.
But
like
it was still
80s.
On Nick at Night. It was still on.
Well, not, so was Full House.
Is
you
it?
Know? Yeah, Full House is still on Nick at Night. Full House and shit. What was that? Roseanne.
Roseanne's great. What a show.
Yeah, with John Goodman and all that.
But like, nobody raped anybody.
But right, and that we know of. And the point
so
is, like,
far.
But like the things, regardless of his wealth, of his standing, all his fucking bullshit, fake degrees he was happily receiving, he's fucked. He's finished. There's no one. I mean, there's no one. Most people are not going to remember this guy as anything but a piece of shit, right?
Well, especially because
they said
current...
that about MJ. Look at him. I mean, we go back. I mean, I know I'm circling back, but when he died, that was like, you know, one of those funerals that millions
it
of
was
people
a huge deal.
And, yeah, like, and no one went, oh, he's a fucking boy toucher. Well, thank God he's dead.
I think in the case of Bill Cosby, part of that is going to be the fact that this didn't come out when he was at his height and all the kids and teenagers mm-hmm. and this and that had a connection with him. Most of the millennials of today have no thought or care about Bill Cosby. He wasn't a part of their life.
Right.
So, of course,
it's being swept under the rug.
Most of the new generation right. that's out there, because they don't have that preconceived Bill Cosby like the three of us do,
right.
mm-hmm. they're not going to remember the Cosby Show or this or that. It'll just
right.
be that.
It's almost like I
yeah,
say,
that's true too.
I don't love the Star Wars movies. It's almost like if you didn't see Star Wars when you were between the ages of 5 to 12, you think it's ridiculous. It's yeah. poorly written. It's poorly acted. Yeah, the themes are great and it's good versus evil and it's, you know.
Oh, that whole fucking series is bullshit. But, I mean, I love
right.
watching it.
I mean, I don't.
I love it. I love watching it because it's a fucking
it's bullshit.
Good
but, I love
hour
it.
It's like
too.
Star Wars and the Bible. If you don't get it indoctrinated when you're like
we're
little.
We're getting into religion.
Well, no, but not even religion. There's certain things that if you don't get indoctrinated before the age of reason, you're going to think it's absurd.
It's like learning a second language, too. There's like that window of malleable brain activity.
Right. Exactly.
Soft where
head.
It's like a
evidence
sponge.
Right here, baby.
Yeah. And so if it wasn't something that you ingrained at that point, it's just never going to fully take easily.
Exactly. No, and there is, like, again, I was 8. You guys weren't even, were you born in 1984?
Yeah.
Were you?
1984? No. Hell no, I was 88.
So that's the thing. I go, fuck. No, that's the thing. Like, I was, remember it well. And even to the day of his death, he was really larger than life. But
are we talking about Bill Cosby?
No,
still?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
But in looking back, I just think, like, the fucking outfits, the glove, it's really retarded. It's so dumb. To me.
But
like,
again,
it might be heresy
know.
To say.
But that goes back to what we were just saying, because he was indoctrinated into that at such a young age that it's kind of like showmanship is all
right.
he
had
knew.
To keep one-upping himself.
Yeah.
Not even that, but if you look at the time period, I mean, like look at Queen. Hairband.
Sort
you know,
of.
Fucking crazy.
Sort of. I wouldn't say they're a hairband.
I wouldn't say
hairband. Well, okay,
not
maybe not
hairband.
Queen, but you know, like Freddie Mercury and everything they do. Oh, how about this? Kiss. Kiss, they did the whole clown makeup.
Sure.
Blah, like that. Like,
which I think they're ridiculous.
And how about David Bowie? Thank David Bowie recently died.
I have lots of respect for Bowie. I would consider myself a Bowie fan.
Yeah, he's done for some fucking crazy ass shit too.
But who's he
but
harmed?
Nothing
who's
that
he harmed?
He has not. Yeah, he has not hurt anybody.
It's kind of like a celebrity that has a wicked cocaine addiction versus someone that's hurting another person.
But yeah. So like, no, I'm just going back to like Ian's thing about like a whole being overly flashy. That's just like the time period. Nowadays, everything's
a lot more
subtle.
I'm not saying flashy. I'm just saying the ridiculousness, like the fucking spin kicks and the fucking.
Oh, come on, David Bowie and everything he dressed up in and as and all.
I'm not a fan of that. First of all, it's fine. It is what it is.
I thought it was just a good showmanship thing.
He was rebelling against something. That was when
Bowie?
Being gay, like...
Or androgynous.
Oh, yeah.
All of that, but that was going to be the next thing I said.
Oh, he pioneered the fuck out
of
that shit.
All of that was a very closeted, not acceptable in media and entertainment much.
Who's that one guy? It started with an F, but dude, no. Damn, I can't remember the name now. Liberace, there we go. Liberace, he was fucking
flamboyant as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? I actually recall reading the other day. Betty White was his beard. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Despite him being, I mean, everyone knew anyway. Yeah. It didn't matter. Like he was fucking flashy as hell. He's who's that pianist that does in the Jungle Tonight?
In the Jungle Tonight?
Elton John. There we go. Elton John. God, I'm just terrible names. Is that Elton John? Look at him. He's right. fucking
good
flashy
for you for
as
getting
hell.
That.
In piano. The jungle.
Oh, the Circle of Life?
Yeah, whatever.
Gotcha.
Was he Circle of Life?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh, that's there we go.
He did both.
I had the right movie. Oh, yeah. Circle of Life.
That he did
Circle
thing of Life. He and Bernie Taupin.
Right.
Wait,
right.
He did Circle of Life?
Correct.
That just fucking blew my mind.
Not in the movie. In the movie, it's not Sunny.
It doesn't matter.
It's fucking Simba in the movie or whatever.
Yeah, but he and Bernie Taupin did all of that. And then on the soundtrack, Elton John's doing it.
Blew my mind. I did not know that. I thought he only did that one lion fucking song that, you know, in the movie. I thought that was the extent of his work.
For his whole career?
No, in the movie.
Oh, in the movie. Gotcha.
I knew he had other shit.
I think he actually is responsible for most of that soundtrack and score.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's his shit.
Are you providing false information, Henry Lou?
Yes, I am.
You were sworn in before we started this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I know. Why don't we have our...
It's jokes on you. I don't believe in the Christian Bible.
Wow. He's all zen and shit.
Well, I don't think anyone here believes in the Christian Bible.
Thank God.
I don't know what I believe in, but it probably isn't that. That seems a little storytelly.
Oh, I mean, aren't they all? I mean, God sat under a goddamn tree for 20 years eating nothing except like a couple of leaves that fell off that tree.
I guess it's like a fable. I mean, there's something to be taken from it all, but it's certainly
not. He did
not
eat that whole time.
He did not.
Because in the end, the lesson was not to deny or overindulge.
He'd be dead.
Well, he is.
More dead than.
Although there's supposedly Buddhist monks out in Tibet, and again, I'm pretty sure this isn't true, but they have developed their breath work enough that, like, they get all their nutrients from the mountain air or some shit. And I'm not saying that this is true. I'm presenting that this is information
that's out
there. But
isn't there also a theory that they're, like, in a constant, or could be in a constant state of, like, acid trip? Like, they can trick their brains or control their brains to the point of that next level shit.
And there's that mummy, that Tibetan mummy. What? I believe it's Tibetan. I know it's a Buddhist monk, that it's this mummified man in, like, you know...
That yoga sitting
pose. Yeah, crisscross applesauce, we'll call it, or lotus. And
the fucking Dalsim from Street Fighter.
I don't know. I just know it as the Indian sit.
And they swear that he's still alive and in some context.
He's the Puerto Rican guy at the funeral. That's all that he is.
Yeah, basically.
He's propped
up. But it's the longest funeral ever. It's still going.
That's me. I'm going to pretend to be alive.
I don't know. I used to...
Is he dead or is he Asian?
A little bit of both.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I wish to die as a white person.
What does that mean?
Thank God.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, just do the Michael Jackson treatment. Just really get into like an acid bath.
But you are white. Like your skin is white.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? You're not white?
Tell that to the country
You
club.
Two are the same tone. I'm looking
I
at
I might
you
be
both.
Darker than him.
And if I had to color you both with
I'm
a hairier. Colored pencil, I would color
I think
you both
you're,
the same
I
tone.
I think you're slightly
I'm
darker
than
I am.
I'm also dirty.
I'm also yellow, so that's why
you're
I'm
not
really
yellow.
A white thing. Oh, you should see me when I really drink.
Don't like Asian dudes get like red when they drink typically? Like,
I'm
they
pretty
get flushed.
Sure that's jaundice.
That's just malnourishment jaundice. And drugs, probably.
Oh no, that's just bitter.
The bitterness rises.
I've never really seen
piss and vinegar.
I've never really seen a fat Chinese person before.
They're called chunks. I've seen them.
I like that.
I fucked one. She was sleeping. She was a little bit overweight.
Well, what's a little bit overweight for you?
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean? Like she was big relatively.
I have to ask you because you have like weird standards for things. So I gotta ask you.
Please.
What's like 90 pounds?
Oh, stop. Yeah,
94.
If she's out of fifth grade, yeah, come on. I don't know how to put numbers on things. It's like you said about music. You like what you like. It's hard to put a, you know.
You can't give a weight to a girl. Like
well,
a
no. And a weight is nothing because weight is very deceptive on women. It's all in how you carry it. You know, a girl that has the skinny little legs and no butt and it's all trunk can weigh the same as a girl where it's like an hourglass and you're going to look like completely different zones of overweight.
Follow-up question then. Okay, what's her height and weight?
Oh, I don't care about height. Oh, this girl?
Yeah. What's her height
and
weight? Come on, that's where we started.
Honestly, I don't know how to
math.
Really quantify that.
Would you say if you
she wasn't in great shape?
It's hard
shape.
To gauge height when she's laying down.
Almost every time a
if she
woman,
fell down, would she need assistance?
No, she wasn't obese. It just wasn't my, you know, wheelhouse.
Your wheelhouse.
Almost every time that I hear a woman's weight, I'm surprised by it. I don't know how to gauge that. Whether it's my wife, whether it's any woman that I know, it's just I don't know how to gauge that. Oh, I'd be awful at a carnival.
Our pelvises alone, like if you take a male pelvis and a female pelvis. Like, a female pelvis weighs a huge amount more
like,
than a male pelvis.
How much would you say Ronda Rousey weighs?
She's got so much muscle.
But that's what I'm
and
saying.
Muscle
yeah,
so much
muscle.
More.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah,
she looks pretty
thing.
Good, right?
Like, I would guess Ronda Rousey.
70?
Yeah, probably like 160,
yeah.
170. I'm sure we could find her weight. That's all a matter
that's
of record.
That's easy. My phone's charging. But yeah, I mean, So to me, weight is deceptive, but I could just tell she was just, this bitch was just sloppy, I guess I could say. Just a sloppy bitch.
Probably a Korean if she's that sloppy.
That's a great question. Koreans do look bloated.
Yes, Koreans are.
And you hate Koreans. We've been over that before.
I don't. Actually, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
We got a guy that hates Dominicans 2 weeks ago.
Well, who's hating Dominicans?
The kid.
Was he a Spanish guy?
He was Puerto Rican because they don't get along.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens. Holy shit. I had a Cuban friend who just detested Dominicans. Like he would remind me every weekend how much he hated Dominicans.
I'm
going
to choose not to comment on this. I'll stay above board for this one.
Yeah.
For the Dominicans thing? I don't really have anything else. I grew
up in Queens, so I had a lot of experience.
I don't really have much else to add
to that. No, I mean, it's hard. Like, I don't want to be racist, but there are certain
it's
things.
It's not a choice, Laz.
It's not a choice.
Yeah, you're a bigot or you're not.
Well.
You're a child toucher or you're not.
Wouldn't you say that people who are completely liberal have to fight off urges of truth?
What do you mean by that?
There are certain things that you can delineate by race, creed, sex, etc.
Oh, most definitely.
There definitely are.
So no matter how liberal you are.
By the very fact that there's a culture, and cultures are always attached to a race.
Correct.
You can't help that.
If you're an animal, which we are, in the wild, to survive, you have to notice things.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it's almost unnatural to not be somewhat racist. Yeah. Or at least, what's the word? I don't want to say informed, but certainly aware.
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 Yeah, that's a...
There are differences between men and women. I'm sorry. Are we equal? Should we get the same pay? Yes. Are we different? Yes.
I'm notoriously... I don't want to say... I'm not a feminist in the traditional sense of what people think of as a feminist. I certainly... And I totally think that everything should be equal. But at the same time, if I had to choose, like, a police officer, a Marine, a firefighter, things like that.
Someone open a pickle jar.
To do things on my behalf, right. I would choose a big, burly man every time. Even if it was a big, burly woman that could do all the same things, my natural instinct is like, oh, that's what protection
but
looks
you would
like.
Choose that big, burly woman over me.
Probably.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, right, in most cases, but sure, there are still situations that are different. But yeah, I mean, there are clear delineations between even just the way people think or act. It's just there.
It is. We have genetic differences that, you know, we are pre-programmed to think differently, act a little differently, and
emote differently.
Yeah, it's not a negative thing on either end. You
I mean,
know?
You typically...
Not if you ask a Republican.
But you don't see, like, women raping dudes. You just don't see... But not to the point.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're going to get to that
it's
deep
gotta
of a conversation.
Be... Okay, what percentage, you think? 2% of rapes?
You bring up the argument,
take,
it's underreported bullshit.
If you take child abuse kind of
it's
rape...
Men.
Like, but there's a lot of, like, on statistics type of thing, like... Say a teacher's aide that's, you know, 24, 25.
Fucking a high school
and
kid?
She bangs a 15-year-old.
Is that
know.
Child abuse, though?
We're just putting
legally,
it in the eye.
Legally.
Law.
Sure.
But that's
on
what I'm saying. She's
level,
going
yes.
to then be classified as like a statutory rapist
correct.
And all of that.
Correct.
And that's affecting
that
those
shit.
Numbers. And there's women
so
that
almost...
sexually abuse children and things. Mm. But I think in the adult scenario of...
Adult woman.
Aggression,
and
testosterone.
Male.
Yeah, and I also, this is probably a controversial thing to say, I don't give a fuck, but most guys are pretty much, when it comes down to it, willing to stick it in almost anything. When it comes down to it, there could be a girl that's not that attractive to you at all, like you're not attracted to her, but if she comes over and starts rubbing your dick.
It's going to get hard.
It's most likely going to get hard.
Not me, but I know what you're saying.
And then, you know,
yeah,
no, for real.
Yeah,
you'll
okay.
probably kind of...
Okay.
For real.
Consent, in a sense.
It's almost like Chris Rock, again, I quote comics, like, yo, if pussy's chasing you, you can't run that fast.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of is the truth.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know how this got down here. I want to take a break, change the batteries. I wanted to talk about something with you that happened this week. Shannon Cook, Henry Lou's still in the motherfucking house. Take a break. Cool.
Absolutely.
Come back with the loose motherfucking news.
Woo.
We're back.
We are.
Back on the news.
Did you miss us?
Nope.
It's almost like we never left.
It really is.
I see you guys all the time.
Loose news.
Well, we've missed you.
There we go. Oh, I know. I'm always missable.
Listener.
Audience, we love you. And I mean that singularly.
Yeah.
So Shannon Cook, I wanted to go into with you two things. First of all, before we forget. Oh, God. Hold on. Let me get that boner down so I can focus. All right. the first thing is, I talked to you about this. I would like to start a GoFundMe campaign to get your vibrator replaced.
Really?
I think I'd like to do that, have our listeners give him like maybe 1 week to 10 days. You need like, what, $45?
No, the one that I want is like 20.
Including shipping. 20? I thought it was like 40. All right, so whatever. So let's just say 40. So listeners out there, in the coming days, maybe even before you hear this, I'm going to get a campaign going to get Shannon Cook a vibrator because hers broke.
Thank you. Right now,
she's been a little bit down and out. And I think she needs it. I think the show needs it.
I'm destitute and...
You will accept it, right?
Oh, are you kidding?
What happened to doing it God's way with your, you know, hands and all the equipment that you
have?
I've used
vibrators before, so I'm certainly not above a crowdfunded one.
So we're going to do that. I think we're going to have a loose new sponsor. I'll kick in the first $5 or something to make it, you know, legit. I'm sure Henry will kick in. I'm sure our listeners out there will kick in, be generous. And it's not like a movie. Like, there's certain times when you help fund a movie, you got a name, like in the credits. We can't really have you, like, you know, fucking blasting Shannon with this thing, but just know that, like, maybe she'll dedicate one of her orgasms to you.
Oh, absolutely. Each one will be a tribute.
How about if you donate $5 or more, Shannon will, with her phone, record herself saying your name while coming. How about that?
Yeah.
Fair. You will be set for the next solid year.
So absolutely. That means, okay, just to reiterate, if you donate $5 or more, Shannon will say your name while orgasming with this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. Done.
Gives me an excuse to do it. The more donations,
done,
the better.
And we'll air those orgasms on the Loose News podcast. And we thank you in advance. We know we will get Shannon this vibrator.
Thank you. And if I could give like a little backstory on the vibrator and why this is like such an important issue for me, if
please.
I may.
Of course.
This vibrator was a trophy that I won. It was my major award, if you will.
Do you go on?
I won this 5 years ago at a passion party that my friend Bree was throwing. And all the girls that were there were like, anyone that's heard my jokes would know like the Bree and Kayla reference, but they were all like the really like itty bitty, skinny, beautiful kind of friends that for whatever reason gravitate towards me. And so, and they're younger than me. So I'm already like sticking out like a sore thumb at this, what seems like a sorority party. And I'm just like wandering around like Hodor and fucking... Then, so there's a prize box and it's full of all kinds of crap, nothing anybody wants, like weird, you know, lotions and feather ticklers and handcuffs and cock rings and shit. And then still in the package, there's this pink vibrator. And so all the girls are kind of like looking through the prize box and it's like, we all want it. Everyone's like much coveted.
You're like
this.
Fucking bridesmaids getting ready to catch that motherfucking bouquet.
Yeah, and that's what we all have our eye on. So then we have to play a game, and whoever wins the game gets to choose from the prize box.
Ah, there's always a catch.
Right?
It happened to be a dick sucking contest.
I wish. No.
Who can please the dildo the most?
No, but this like that would have also gone in my favor. So here's the game. We have to take this like 12-inch big lifelike dildo.
What color?
I believe it was blue, actually.
Interesting.
Very, very dark.
It was like
blue.
A dick and veiny, but
it's
it was
like Negro
the,
Smurf,
the
right.
Blue rubber kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And so we have to all stand in a circle and pass this one to another using just our thighs. And so I'm having trouble kind of like getting onto it because my thighs are so thick. I have to kind of like do this like squat and come at it and like clamp down on it. And I noticed that they're kind of getting onto it easier because they have a thigh gap. It just kind of like slides right in that little thigh gap. But once
can you imagine how emasculated I feel knowing that there's just this huge dildo that can fit between a thigh gap? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like a horse. They're riding like a goddamn, like a Doberman.
Basically,
like, this is not obviously normal dick size, even with a thigh gap
it was,
or anything.
It was big. But so they're getting it easy, but then it's kind of like wobbling and falling out. Again, because of the thigh gap.
Right.
So they're dropping like flies, and I'm last one standing. And so, like, I felt like that vibrator taught me, like, the lesson of a lifetime that day. I was like, a thigh gap can catch a D easier, but it takes thick thighs to hold on to
one. Well, it's like the rabbit and the whore.
Yeah, exactly.
The rabbit and the whore.
The whore always wins. Slow and steady.
So now, what I want to talk to you about this week on Facebook, and now again, this isn't a new thing, but it's new that you talked about it on your Facebook page. There's just a bunch of thirsty-ass motherfuckers either friend requesting you, messaging you, video chatting you, calling you, whatever.
Yep.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
What is your life like in that regard?
In that regard. It's annoying. In the beginning, it was very kind of flattering, even if it was like obviously not attractive men that I would ever be interested in, single or whatever. But now it's like to the point of annoyance where I'm just trying to do things on my phone and people are incessantly like trying to video chat me through Facebook Messenger or like...
Are these people you know?
No.
Just random... Are they at least within the area? Have they seen you?
Some of them are very local, even though I don't know them.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
You think they saw you at
a show? Which is creepy,
because
then I get like messages where it's like...
I'm looking at you.
Where's
right
Clinton
now?
Corners? I live in Dutchess County.
Fuck that.
You know, and it's like, what the fuck? Or just being creepy. There's ones from, you know, all over the country, other countries, but there doesn't seem to
other
be.
Other countries?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
International rates apply.
Right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have enough like late night messages in my inbox from Middle Eastern guys that I'm on some kind of like NSA watch list. Would
they want to buy you?
I realize it's obviously a numbers game, but who on earth is answering that video call from a stranger? How would that ever work?
My fiance, that too.
Right. To kind of ward it off. But, I mean, what female? It's almost like I was saying to you, it's like catcalling. Who is that working
There's
with?
There's got to be some very, like, heavy set, unattractive, stupid middle-aged women in like middle America
that are what like fucking getting off with these guys or?
Not necessarily getting off but like lonely and desperate and
talking
happy for
them.
Any attention. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all manner of men, all ages, you know, doesn't seem to matter. I can't find a proper breakdown.
And this is a new phenomenon for you, or has it been going on for how long would you say it's been at this fever pitch?
I mean, it started slow where it was like I'd get a few random Facebook friend requests from people I didn't know. And then it was like more and more and more. Probably like the more I got into comedy and the podcast.
And they're living people. They're not like bots and all
no,
that shit.
No. These are real people not trying to sell Oakleys.
Now, are you like defriending them and blocking them at this point? Or
basically, my method is if they send me one message, just like, hi, Shannon, or like, thanks for the ad, or things like that, fine, whatever. But if they persistently like message me or try and like video call me, then I block them.
Because I've noticed, you know, I don't know how Facebook algorithms work, but just this week in my newsfeed were like four guys saying, hey, thanks for the ad on your wall. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I saw it yesterday or whatever day it was. So you're saying this is the norm, just dudes friending you, thanking you, and eventually yeah, slowly trying to get in there.
And I think the more friends you add, the more this happens because
friend
your
of a
reach,
friend of a friend.
Yeah, all of a sudden you friend that person, then their thirsty contact, you know, finds you through them somehow. I don't know.
You're almost on like some kind of watch list. In a sense.
Yeah. And a lot of the people are friends with other comedians. I don't know if it's like they're just, I don't know.
I don't know. Because there are times where I think even with you, I've gotten these friend requests. And I usually deny most, unless there's a handful or I know the person of friends in common or know them. A couple people I've sent to you, like, who the fuck is this person? You're a mutual friend. You're like, I just don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm of the mindset of like, oh, well, I'm trying to be a comedian. I'm trying to build a brand in douche quotes. So I feel like I have to accept people I don't know as long as they're not, again, like
so you don't give a fuck they have no mutual friends. You'll just accept the friend request.
I'll look at their profile to make sure they're like a real person and not going to post like porn clips
right
or ads and
Oakleys
stuff. Yeah. And
some
so
they call it Oakleys.
Well, you know those sunglasses, those Oakley sunglasses that somehow that's the main thing that like all these comics are getting tagged in these like either sneakers or like
t-shirts
sunglasses
and sneakers.
I've
yeah
not heard of
really
this. No
really?
Like what I
guess your friends are morons.
I don't know. I actually I've gotten friend. Let me have that. But like, I've gotten friend requests from. Well, I don't know. I call them bots.
Sure,
mm-hmm. obviously they not are. Real people. Right. Like yeah. they would add. They would add a bunch of.
I get that on Twitter or Instagram a lot. Yeah. Just these like hot chicks out of nowhere that are like. Oh all of a yeah,
pretty
your
much.
Friend.
And then they're like, "Oh, I just moved into this town. Here's my phone number. I'm lonely. All that."
It doesn't work that way. Hot chicks are not lonely ever.
No, they never not.
I would venture to say there's not one hot chick on earth that is lonely.
No, yeah. And if they're ever on a dating site, you gotta be all aware and all that crazy shit. Yeah, come on, it's a reality of life. But no, what were we saying? Oh yeah, no, but. I don't know. I've never heard of oak leaves like with a sunglass.
Oakley,
you know, like Oakley sunglasses.
Like the volleyball, baseball glasses, the weird shaped.
I've never seen other comics get tagged. I've seen. I don't add the obvious like, oh, look at your account. You just updated your profile like what a month ago. Obviously, you're not real. But I've seen other comics like add. Like, you know, the hot girl things, and then they get tagged like 50 times.
I never see the reason to accept a friend request from anybody. I don't know, but like a hot chick, it's like, come on, who are you kidding me? This won't end well, or just it'll just be nothing good comes out of this. I don't know you. You're a fake hot chick.
It can't even be nothing out of it except getting your credit card stolen for that.
Or
yeah.
spread your ass cheeks on
and
the
just
internet.
Like yeah. no young hot chick. That you see that picture in the profile picture just made a Facebook.
Photoshop is
and has like 25
today,
friends.
And it's the equivalent of, you know, those spam emails. I don't know if you get them, but as a dude, it's like, hey, I just moved into town and I saw your profile somewhere. You look hot. I get them all the time.
Oh,
I mean,
that spammy shit. Yeah,
yeah. It's the same thing. It's like, it's
enlarge your penis for pennies a day.
Well, that I might do. How'd you know? But.
For only pennies a day.
But you know what? But again, so yeah, men get these bots that are trying to get you to go to their cam sites, you know, or whatever. You're getting real humans that, and like I said, I really equate this to catcalling. I don't know, and I'm sure, like you said, there are people lonely, whatever. It just, who are these?
From the
who
middle,
are all these people?
From the Middle East.
Or anywhere. Dutchess County or whatever.
A lot of the men, like from what I've seen, not a lot, but I'd say a good percentage based on their spelling and their grammar and just like sentence structure. I'm like, are you legit like
retarded
slow?
I mean, they're writing like teenage girls probably with the weird like syntax, right?
That not even Twitter that. Syntax? It's like, I'm going to read one of the more recent examples.
I want you to read one of the more interesting.
Not just
ones.
That. I want to have her call one on the air.
Ah.
Oh, I'd rather wait for one to call me, but we'll
see.
That'd
be great if it happened right now.
I know.
Imagine if this was live.
And that's the thing is because I'm recording, like I'm not active. Usually like as soon as I become active.
Oh, no kidding. Well, let's see what happens. Become active now.
Okay. This was one of the more recent ones. Hello in all capitals. And then of course I don't respond. And then he goes, hey, sweat, which I'm assuming was meant
sweetheart?
To be sweetie.
Whoa, he actually wrote sweetie. Out sweat.
Hey, sweat. I love you, okay?
I love you, okay.
I love you, okay? I just send nude pics of you play with pussy, okay?
Wait, I send
and you
what?
See your tits, okay?
So what he's saying is if I send you a nude pic of me, you will then play with your pussy and send me a pic of your tits.
What
that's what I translated
hell?
That to, right?
I
that's got to be a buy. That is
no,
so
no,
retarded.
It's a,
dude, it's
for what reason, though?
It's really not.
I don't know. You can program
send
that.
Send a picture
so
of your tits
easy.
To this guy right now.
I'm not going to do that. And I've already blocked him. No. He was like yesterday. But
so yesterday.
Have you followed up? But have you ever responded to any of them and get like real human responses?
All
I feel
of
like,
them,
I,
right?
I feel like that specific example at the very least is, yeah, that is just retarded writing.
I used to once in a while respond just to kind of like see where it was going to go. Like, What do you think
even
is going
to
happen?
Even if you knew where
to
go, you wanted it. To see the path.
Yeah.
Right.
Bait them,
journey.
Bait them into something horrible. If I were you, I would just bait them into like something like embarrassing that you can spread on their walls.
And it's a fine line because if you were living an existence where you weren't getting that, I don't want to say you'd wish you were.
But you'd maybe miss it. It's like people when they're being stalked by a guy, and then when he finally stops stalking you, like they get
where'd
married,
you go?
And there's a story in the Inquirer.
Right.
Like, I mean, I guess if you're validating yourself somehow with
but
it,
there's not even an iota. Like you're not flattered to the sense that none of these men are a viable option for you. You're not attracted to them.
Even if I was single as fuck, none of these people
right.
are
clearly,
people that
clearly.
Yeah. No.
Do you think that, would you say that most women experience this?
On some level. Oh, okay. So I'm going to read this one. This was the creepiest one I've ever got.
Okay. When's it dated?
It's a screenshot. So.
Okay. Whatever.
It was like a month ago. Okay. All right.
A fortnight.
If I should count your beauty, it will take me more than a whole day. I'll like to know exactly what you are looking for on here and ask if I can be more than a friend. I will like to hear back from you and have a lovely day. And I said...
That doesn't sound so creepy. That sounds kind of nice.
That is the most asinine thing I've heard so far.
Wait, there's more coming.
So I said, thank you very much, but I'm engaged. So...
Wait, that's your response?
Yeah, I go, that's very flattering, but I'm engaged. He goes... I don't know how, but you seem to know that I love you. Personally, I think it's lust at the moment, but it may not be. Who knows?
Where is he from?
South Carolina.
South.
It's a like 40-something white guy.
I have never met a guy who would travel that far for any kind of booty call.
I disagree. I mean, I haven't either, but I can see where it's viable. I mean, pussy is a commodity that a lot of dudes can't come by.
And
from
then,
South Carolina?
No.
Oh,
whatever.
My God, that state must fucking suck.
No, it's not that state. He just found her and tried to, like, you know, he went fishing.
I don't know. I must be weird because I'm of the age where this kind of creepy-ass shit is, I don't know, almost expected of people my generation.
No, not to that level. That's not expected.
I find it
baffling. It got worse for some reason. I don't think I screenshotted the very last part. I'm going to see if I can find the rest of that.
Keep going because this guy sounds like... Do you hear that?
Oop, it was her phone.
Okay. Yeah, no, as soon as I heard that, I was expecting a horror movie situation. I was going to bolt the fuck out of here.
Okay. So then I don't respond to that. And then he goes, this is later the same day, always know that someone is by you. You remain my love. I pray God gives me the opportunity to unveil my love in its totality to you. And then...
What a fag.
Yeah.
And that's not something I say often.
And then, like... Way later, he's like, how are you doing today? Like,
there is something almost innocent about that. I mean, that doesn't sound disrespectful. No, that doesn't sound disrespectful to me.
It sounds like the guy that would show up on your doorstep.
Faggy.
And wouldn't take rejection well.
It's odd that someone that's never met you in person can say that.
Yeah, but I have a lot of them where they say, like, I love you, or, like, it's some type of...
But those aren't like, show me your pussy, bitch. I'm going to tear that shit up. It ain't that.
Yeah, and I get lots of those, too. But
of course.
For some reason, things like that creep me out more where I feel the need to like lock my door.
There's a certain tenderness to that, no? Am I misreading that?
Faggy.
Yeah, whatever. Call it as you will.
But I think it's like...
Do you think it's innocent or not?
Here's the thing. On his end, yes, innocent, but it's like when you're imagining a connection with someone that you've never met, like a celebrity kind of thing, right, where it's like, I love you. It might just be lust, but I think it's really love. Like, we could really have something, and I pray to God that I'm able to show you how much I love you. Like,
and that's also,
just know I'm always by you and thinking of it. Like, all that kind of stuff.
That's coming from a place where if he knows you on Facebook, he's seen pictures of you with your fiancé. So it's a very bizarre...
I'm listed as engaged. Right. I'm very clearly...
There's pictures everywhere.
I post about him often for that reason.
Right.
You know? I will always opt to post the picture of he and I as opposed to alone to reinforce that.
I feel so good knowing that I would never be that lonely.
No.
That is some mad loneliness.
Even if I was that
right
lonely,
there.
I don't think I would be able to have the lack of pride. Or I would never think that would work.
That is, no. That because you're not that lonely. If you're ever that level lonely, that's when you do it.
Yeah, I don't know what
to a random stranger across state lines, across seas, to say shit
I can
like that.
See myself... And
to try to shark someone that got engaged.
I've been in a relationship since before social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really had to use the power of it for pussy. And I have a lot of friends that do. It's a very powerful tool.
Wait, are you talking about women or guys?
Either way, I'm saying hooking up with people that are just in cyber, whether it's Tinder, Facebook, whatever it is, MySpace in the day.
Oh, I have this. Go on.
No,
go
but
on.
I can see where... When I, you know, come across someone on Instagram or Twitter that's like nearby, I can see where I, again, as in a relationship, it's not relevant where I would probably contact them. and it might come off as creepy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So not that I'm that guy.
Are you trying to use the word romantic that you're
No,
deep?
I wouldn't say it's romantic. I'd say in my brain, it's innocent. I know me. You know, I know I'm a good dude. I'm a gentle lover. But for real. And I just don't think
tender caresses.
I don't know why that just made me laugh.
I'm not making fun
of you. It's just the way you said it.
I get it. The point is, like, I can't imagine being able to come across as anything but a creep by reaching out to someone that doesn't know me, regardless of who I know I am.
You can't help that. That's like a natural thing. Right, yeah. Right. That's a natural thing. You don't know somebody like, what the fuck is this?
And it's also showing that, in a sense, you're superficial. You're just judging it on looks, and it's a bizarre...
Everyone's superficial.
Of course, but we can pretend we're not when we're listening to them in person. Of course.
And not just that. It's like they're treating Facebook... Like a dating site.
Well, actually, technically, it did start out like that. You know,
not
for college
really.
Kids.
No, it was never. It was never for dating.
A college.
It was
Facebook,
for hooking up.
Back when I was going to college, or my friends were in university, a Facebook was something that the freshmen were handed with a picture of all the other freshmen. The freshman Facebook.
Yeah.
What do you think the whole point of it was? It was to hook up.
I don't know.
It was a way to network and build community within schools.
That was the innocent.
Well, but everything's pussy. Listen, like, hyperlinks were invented for porn sites. Yes, it all comes down. Everything comes down to pussy.
Look, I understand where you guys are coming from, and this is just from my point of view.
You think Facebook is made for pussy?
No, back then, not now. Nowadays, it's like the MySpace. Everyone's just doing it to reach out to each other. It's better than MySpace because you communicate and reach out better. But way back when I first started out, when I was a freshman year in college, Facebook was a new phenomenon.
Sure.
Not everyone had it. In fact, you had to have
a school you were going to.
A .edu email address for it to go through
Correct.
The system.
Correct.
I
remember that.
Back then, everyone in my school, at the very least, I'm pretty sure it happened at every other college, it was a networking thing it was a thing to hook up.
But again,
obviously evolved into what it is now
because so
everyone's
moms
on it.
Everything to me does, not everything.
Most things.
Many institutions. I mean, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
What else do you want to do?
Bars weren't invented to get pussy.
Yeah. You're a single guy. Every time you leave the house, isn't there something in the back of your mind saying, man, it'd be great to get pussy tonight? Every day.
All the time.
Every time you leave your house, every time you shower, you wash your balls hoping to get pussy.
All the time. I'm a
guy.
I can't help that
shit. So my point is, everything's about that. Whether it's Facebook, whether it's, I'm going to get a nice car, whether it's, I'm going to brush my teeth.
I brush my teeth just because I don't want to fucking look like a mess.
No, but if you were like living all by yourself, would you give a fuck what you look like?
I live by myself
now. If you stayed home and didn't
if you were off for a week
and
were like housebound.
You'd probably brush your teeth. That's it.
You know, I do that every weekend. You guys should see me on a Saturday.
Are you a piece of shit?
I'm a fucking mess.
How so?
If I don't,
do you smell
if
bad?
I don't go out to Laugh It Up or anything on a Saturday or a Sunday, I will not shower. I will not shave. I will be a mess. I will be in my PJs. I will cook. I will shit. I will do...
It's a piece of garbage.
I'm a fucking mess. I'm
that
not going to lie
sound
about
like a
that.
Mess. I mean, okay, let's just say
you see me now, I'm relatively
as always.
You know,
let's just say you had a 2-week vacation. Would you stay home and live that way for 2 straight weeks?
Oh, yeah.
No shower.
I have.
2 weeks.
I have.
I don't have a
follow-up. I have.
But if there was a chance to get pussy, you'd clean up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's my point.
If I knew I was leaving the house, hell yeah.
I mean, there aren't many decisions that I make day-to-day that don't somehow hinder. I mean, I'm married. I can't act on it. I don't act on it.
But it's still a thought
it's
process.
It's always a
mind.
Thought process. Yeah. If I'm in a supermarket, I'll go down the fucking produce aisle a third time if there's a hot bitch there just to look at her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gone shopping as a mess. You know, my PJs and sweatpants and fucking everything.
Right.
Hair uncombed. I mean, you guys have seen me with like fucking 20-inch long hair. I just go out.
Really?
I've seen you with the Yu-Gi-Oh.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good way of putting it. I go out with like fucking Super Saiyan, like sticking up hair, just like, hey, I'm buying whatever. Like, whatever. I don't give a shit. Silence.
It's okay, I'll cut that. It'll sound like a very well.
And
like
we're back.
Oh.
Hey.
What was
the time and weather?
I like how I just made everything awkward. Like, yeah, I'm a fucking.
Not awkward.
Waste.
No.
We're all a waste.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
When you break down the shell of all of our veneer, we're all a piece of shit. And we all know it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could go that long. Well, if I'm like stuck home with nothing to do, I might not like shower. But
what the hell
I'll,
is shower?
Sponge
shower.
Bath.
Yeah,
oh.
I'll still
a
bird bath.
Bath
it. Yeah, because it's like a pussy is so different than a dick. Like, you can't let that go more than like
the health of
a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess we get dick cheese. You guys get.
I don't get. Are you uncircumcised?
Yeah.
Oh, see, okay, I don't get dick cheese.
Well, that's because you're a Jew, so.
No, that's kind of a regular person. I'd say, what would you say percentage-wise? 80% of guys are circumcised in America?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
I want to see it.
See what?
I want to see your pouch.
See my pouch?
He wants to see the baby corn.
As Henry called it tonight.
The baby corn.
Yeah, no, I'm not
naming
it.
I fucking made that up.
That was great. That was great.
That's fantastic. That's stuck in my head more than most of the jokes tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I hope I win the April whatever show.
April 23rd.
Plug.
We'll see.
Natural
we'll
plug.
See how nice you can be tonight.
I've been nice so far. Holy
it comes
shit.
Down to that. He's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how to do that outside.
Henry Lou is a motherfucking chain smoker, boys and girls.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just saying.
Look, I'm not like you with your whole "I want to live forever."
I never said I want to live forever. I'm just terrified that I'm not.
He just wants to light up the sky like a flame. That's what he wants.
Come on, Coco, take it off slow.
Holy shit, I got problems. Hey, didn't finish off the last half of that cigarette. I'm just like, no, I need more.
I need more.
God.
I gotta make up for that.
It's like you're constantly daring death. That's what I feel about it. Yeah.
I'm courting it.
Yeah.
And you know what's the best part? Cancer runs in my family pretty prevalently.
Jesus.
I know.
Me too, and I still smoke.
High five. Mm. No one wants to high five that. Holy shit, I am a grim motherfucker.
I'm lucky, I mean, in a certain sense, is that I'm not sure I have the willpower to change behaviors. I'm just lucky that my behaviors mostly aren't self-destructive and that things don't run in my family. I mean, the way that I eat, I should be a big piece of shit. And the way that I exercise or get any fitness in my life, I should be a piece of shit. So it's just pure luck. I mean, you know what I mean?
Fuck the both
genetics,
of
man.
I'm sure there really is just...
I know you're not high-fiving kind of guy, but this is a moment where I high-five
the
yay.
Yeah, but I could easily have a tumor or something. Who knows what's happening inside me right now?
Got one growing right now, right here.
I'm that way, too, where it's like, I very rarely...
You're hanging around me right now.
Yeah, I'm secondhand. This motherfucker is secondhand killing me and shit. This is revenge for the goddamn internment camps.
At least I try.
I know that was Japan.
No, we got some chinks locked up in there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
During World War II?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Well... All the railroads were built.
Like,
someone had to build them. All to live long.
Yeah, we built the one railroad that led to whatever the camp the Japs got put in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You sold out your own people.
Oh, I wasn't there for it.
Not really your own people.
No. I wasn't there for it. And besides, we've been trying to take over Japan since goddamn when we
well, you have
found
to,
out about it.
You have Tibet. That's something.
Nah, we're just keeping it for the fuck of it.
That's
just,
like Baltic Avenue.
Just cause.
Tibet is like Baltic or Mediterranean. Right, like, all right, whatever. Like, I'll get $60 for the hotel, but I'll take it.
I'm not going to mortgage it. I'm fucking broke. I'm not going to mortgage that shit.
$4.
It's mine.
Fuck yo Sherpas.
we just want the pleasure.
Do you think it's fucked up that China owns Tibet?
Oh, hell no. I think it's awesome. In fact, Taiwan belongs to us,
wait
too.
A minute. No, that
you're Buddhist, though.
Yeah.
So... That's my question, I guess, where it's like a good percentage of the Chinese population is Buddhist, no?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Dalai Lama and Tibet and all of that, it's kind of like, isn't that going against what's considered the religious leader of...
There's a lot of sects of Buddhism, kind of like how there's a lot of sects of Catholicism and Christianity, whatever.
So fuck those people.
Yeah, it's like...
But
okay.
He's the head guy. He's the pope.
Because if you go... he's the pope of that sect.
That's what I'm... I gotcha.
Of that sect.
Gotcha.
Like how like the pope,
Roman Catholic.
Like how the pope is like, Roman Catholic sect. He's the leader of that. And if you're
but
a Protestant,
as a Buddhist, isn't
that
sort of a
shit.
Peaceful, fair, sort of... What's the word? Equal sort of peaceful thing. You're oppressing a people, no? Not you.
Oh, yeah, not me. Okay.
You have to admit there is an oppression happening.
Well, to be fair, those motherfuckers, if they were left alone, they fucking kill a whole bunch of people.
So it's like
Puerto Rico. We're doing them a favor. We're doing them a favor by...
But they don't think so.
Owning them. Oh, hell no.
So
who the hell will ever accept that?
It's almost like when I have my kids eat vegetables.
Yeah, kind of like that. You're doing it for their own good, but...
This hurts me more
than
it hurts you.
Oh, no, it doesn't hurt us at all.
Yeah, it just
He's
seems
smiling,
like...
by the way. How big is that smile?
Very toothy. Very toothy. But to me, it's like the Vatican's considered like its own country within Rome. Just that one little compound.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't China just look at Nepal the same way?
Oh, hell no.
No?
Well, I don't know. They're their own little country. It's in Tibet. Tibet's its own little carved out piece, whereas, what is it? Vatican is just the size of a city in all of Italy. Is it in Italy? Yeah, it's in Italy.
How big is Tibet?
Size of a very small country. My thumb.
Okay. And I mean, most very small countries are, you know, the same size or, well, no, a very small country. It's the size of most of our states or, you know, some of our very smallest states.
I'm going to preface this, my answer, that I am jack-awful at geography. So my guess is that they're probably the size of Massachusetts. Okay. I'm probably being ridiculed for saying that. Like and I especially, said, I don't know,
but
I don't
especially
know
in relation to China, it's like a drop in a bucket.
Oh hell yeah! In relation to China, it's a little.
That's
tiny,
what I'm saying. Like,
pissant,
I wish
thing.
That they could just allow Tibet to function like its own Vatican.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Whoa, no. See, here's the thing. If I'm getting my propaganda right, way back in the day when Tibet was left alone doing their own thing and their own little religious bullshit, they were fucking oppressing and enslaving their own people. You know, they weren't all that innocent either. So I don't know my history that well either, but China one day came in and said, yeah, we're going to take you over because you're not strong enough to fight back. So yours now. And we...
Well, Hong Kong also. All the countries over there. China owned quite a bit of...
Well, Hong Kong's
Hong
in
Kong's
China.
A,
it's a city.
Yeah, a city.
That was a Britain thing. That was Britain until like 1994, 1995.
Yeah, I mean...
Right. Shit, when I went over there in 2007, they were still using their own kind of money. Hell, when I was...
They
in,
still have British plugs there. I've been there. They still have... It's everything's all
in
still
English.
British. Yeah.
Everything's in English. Hell, like my...
the hooker spoke English and I...
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Man. Oh, every bar.
Yeah, there was this chick who worked in the hotel. Her name was Ice. Like, because it was an English word.
Right.
Like, it was like...
she just picked an arbitrary word.
Yeah,
pretty my name
much.
Is Shu.
And, you know, and yes, it sounds racist. It's kind of like when black people just name their kids like Nequisha or some bullshit.
It sounds African.
Yeah, like, but it's
Nequisha
it's
sounds African.
Yeah, but it's bullshit. Just the sound. Like, she just went with an arbitrary English-sounding name. Ice. Hot as ice.
My name is Kneecap.
Like yeah, I mean, I could have sworn. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt there's someone like that. Hell, when I was in China. Okay, so when I was in China, every piece of currency, dollar bill, $10 bill, coins, had Mao Zedong's face on it. That glorious motherfucker. And when you go to Hong Kong, it's the picture of a lion or some other majestic
right.
British thing. They're China now, but they're doing their own thing still. And China's
and
like,
thank God for it. That is a very, very fun place to be.
Oh, yeah.
And not just that. When I was there, everything was great. I mean, bars open till 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Hookers, hot. And they're slaves. Fine. That's not good.
From Tibet.
But, like, no. Mostly Singapore and, like, Thailand and
oh, that's just
Indonesia.
That's just a stereotype.
Well, that's the ones that I saw.
Because who the hell wants to buy a Tibetan whore?
The point is...
You know how to market. That's a laissez-faire city or country
listen,
or province.
And when I was out there, which was probably 2008, the U.S. dollar...
Oh, you went the year after I did.
The U.S. dollar was 16 to 1. I was a millionaire. Like
in Hong Kong?
Yes.
No way.
It was.
I was there a year before you.
Dude,
was not
it was like
high.
13 or 16 to... It was. Cause I
in
tipped,
China it was, but I don't
I'm
think
telling
Hong Kong
you,
you were.
I tipped like the waitresses like $5 and they wanted to fucking like have me meet their parents.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was something else.
Now see, I don't know how I can kind of get a general idea of how you were treated. Because let me tell you, when I this was just a very interesting observation. As a Chinese person in China. As a Chinese person in China, everyone treated like me and my dad just like any other old
as a Chinese American or just as a Chinese person in general?
Chinese American, but with a Chinese look.
You fit in.
Actually, you know, this is kind of funny. One time I was just walking down the street, just normally walking down the street, and this old guy walked up to me and he was like, "Are you American?" I was like, How did you know? He's like, "You got this like
a swagger?
Yeah, you got this swagger like you're American, like you're better than everyone here."
And he's right.
Yeah, he was right. That was the worst part. He was spot on. Like he was like, you're walking like as if you have hope, as if you don't have to stay here, this fucking shithole.
I mean, when I've been in Asia, people really, and it's cultural, they fall in line. They walk on the right side of the stairs and the escalator. They stay in line at fast food joints. Everyone stays in their lane.
What the hell
like.
Are you talking about?
When I was there.
Oh,
dude,
no.
I'm not sure.
Were you just in Hong Kong or were you anywhere
Only
else?
Only Hong Kong.
Okay.
Like my other coworkers went to mainland China. I stayed in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is very Western because, again, it was owned by Britain. It was a British territory.
But people did have that. There was such a sense of order there.
It was. And, in fact, one of the one of the starking contrasts between Hong Kong and China is that on a subway in Hong Kong, everything's cleaner, neater, on time, meticulous, and they even have like those little, I'm sure you saw
it. Oh, China's a piece of shit. It's filthy. Like, it's overcrowded. Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it. Like the signs that says if you spit gum, it's like a $50 or $500 fine, whatever their amount is.
Sure.
But in China, it doesn't give a shit. Like I was in restaurants and they would be, you know, decent restaurants, you know, because you know, me and my dad were American. We had American money for it.
Sure.
And, you know, carpeted floor, nice carpeted.
In the restaurant.
In a restaurant. And I would know, and I would see people who have ashtrays right in front of them, and they would purposely tap it onto the floor or just...
Yeah, there's a lot of spitting in Asia.
Yeah,
there's a lot of loogies in Asia.
Right. Tons on of it. Carpeted floor but indoors.
Now, that's fucked up. But the thing is, awesome. There is so much smog
in China.
People are just spitting out poison.
Oh, you know how like... you know how you go down to New York City and... You feel like I take a shower at the end of the day because it just feels
yes and no
grimy.
Vegas, I'll give you that. But I mean, yeah, I know
like
what you're
saying. For me, when I go to Jersey or go down
just
to
the smog.
Certain parts of the city, like the quote unquote dirtier parts, yeah, I feel like I got to take a shower.
There's almost
at the
debris
end of the day.
In the air.
But China was like a whole. So like,
I mean, China, you know, India are just gross. They're
You remember that whole Olympics thing where like
China, in Beijing?
Yeah, like China's so dirty, it's so smog.
Well, it is.
No, it is. Like I shit you not. There is no. I don't think there is an ozone over. Like all of China, like when this is fucking 3 a.m. I get off the plane in New York at 3 a.m. It would be like what?
3 p.m.
No, I'm not talking about time zones. Oh. Like just like, let's say 3 a.m. in New York, it'd be like what? 60 degrees in the summer day. Like
or more, sure.
Yeah, because you know it's nighttime and cool down, like 60, 70. Over there, it's like a fucking solid 95 because it's just so
thick.
Smog like just it's I was created like, oh.
its own insulation. I was
like, ooh, this is kind of cold in the airport. I can't wait to kind of get outside and boom, like just a punch in the face
of just filth,
heat wave of filth. And you know that saying, like, I could cook an egg on the sidewalk? I shit you not, at 6 a.m., I actually did it just for my own curiosity. I went out to some little stand, bought an egg, and she was like, oh, you just want to buy one egg? Yeah, I just want to buy one egg.
It's an experiment, bitch.
Yeah, and I fucking just tossed the egg on the ground, and she just stared at me. I'm just like, just let me indulge my curiosity. I know that this is food that you could be eating because you're fucking dirt poor, but for me, this is fun. And it's
that's so American.
He was saying you missed.
Yeah.
Like you walk.
Oh yeah, you missed it. Yeah,
he was saying that he was in China with his family and he's walking around and some older Chinese guy, not Chinese American, said you must be from America. He had like a swagger where they picked up on his. He said
he called me out. You have an American walk. You have an American.
You're kind
swagger.
Of a dick, is what he was saying.
I was.
You're an entitled
walking.
Dick.
Like, no, it was very strange.
But you're also,
strange.
Like, you're hardly even first generation. You were born there, right?
I was born here. I am first generation here.
You were
here.
Born here. Okay, first generation here. Yeah.
So, like, and it was really crazy. Like, when I was there, everyone treated, like, me and my dad like we were just any other Chinese jack-off.
If you were in a lineup.
But here's the thing. When there was one time I saw, we were just waiting for cabs and whatnot, a bunch of cabs pull in and out, and there was one cab with, like, it just made me laugh how stereotypical this group looked. It looked like
they were ninjas.
No. Like how do I put this? Like late 1800s bourgeoisie, wealthy with the mutton chops, kind of rich British dude. You know, the kind of guy who would go hunting for rhinos and shit with his like wife
with
and kids
with a pith helmet.
And like you know, this cab driver. Like as soon as he stops, I never seen this guy pop out of a car like quick enough. Just pops out of a car, walks to the side, opens both doors, and he was doing the typical like bowing, big smile, goofy Chinese.
Did he have those big sleeves?
Yeah, like the shit that you know white people portray us in like televisions and
come
movies.
To our seminar.
It was fucking nuts.
Right.
But like when you know me and my dad would get in the cab, they would just be like any New York City cab. Like, yeah, fuck you. We'll get there when we get there. I don't care if I'm smoking. Fuck the AC. You know, jack off shit. Another interesting thing is I've never been in a cab that had a seatbelt. That was not purposely cut off, removed.
By who?
I don't know who, but...
The Illuminati.
I don't know who, but someone was purposely cutting off every seatbelt and every cab.
Well, there's too many of you out there. That's why. Like, you guys got to go.
They're about
like,
the population control over there.
That was the craziest
natural
thing.
Selection.
And, like, just being in a cab. Like, traffic laws are more like traffic suggestions. I mean, I was in a cab where we were driving down the wrong way in a one-way
And you can bribe
alley.
Cops. You can bribe cops out there, too.
Oh, fucking crazy. Like, I was in a bank, and that bank was empty because who the fuck has money to store in a bank? And this, instead of a gun, the security guard had like the most wicked looking baton. Like,
get an egg roll.
No, I wish I wish I could joke about this, but this, but his baton was like. It was like spiked. Like it was just like a straight metal rod with spikes, like 15
like
spikes.
Like a medieval like torture device?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. That was, the, instead of a gun, that's what they got. Like I'm pretty sure if you got whipped by one, you'd be down.
They're swinging around fucking maces.
You'd
and
be
shit.
Down.
I was going to ask, so if you were put in a lineup with like, say, 10 Chinese-born men in China, could somebody pick you out based on looks?
If I had to walk, they'd probably pick me up.
Standing
in a
still in a lineup, do you look different than them?
Maybe.
And what would it be that is different?
I look like I have hope. Like I
so
get
just
to
a twinkle
leave,
in your eye, a glimmer.
Like I get to leave a shithole and go back to someplace slightly
now,
better.
In that lineup.
Actually, yeah, that's what the old guy said to me. He said that you look like an American. You get that walk like as if you got better places to be, that you're better than me. I was like, I'm just fucking walking down the street.
That's the walk of freedom.
I know.
What were you going
to
ask?
In that lineup, hypothetically, would they all have to wear the same clothing?
Yeah.
That's probably how you pointed me out, too.
That's
yeah.
A good
yeah.
You're wearing like fucking Banana Republic and shit.
I was not wearing.
They made that for
not.
You. They recognized it
yeah.
from the factory. They
I did
made
not
it
wear anything considered wealthy of Banana Republic, Abercrombie. I was fucking wearing, what was that brand? JNCO
no,
jeans?
You
JNCO
were not. The big ones?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. I mean, come on, okay.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Oh, come on. Every other guy was wearing like a
the Chinese guys, though?
Yeah.
Henry went over there dressed like Rufio from the book. That's what happened. Fucking A.
I look like a South Korean with democracy.
So you find that it's very corrupt there? Like there's a lot of bribery?
Oh, there's no question on that. Holy moly.
Do you, in your opinion, having a family that's directly from there and having been there, do you personally feel like that's, you know, typical of a communist country?
Oh, very.
Oh, I can tell you. Yeah. My company, we ship enough. Items out there. And between the fact that they arbitrarily tax us, hold our shit for ransom, open every box, because not because they think we're a threat, because they want to and they can. There really is a sort of, I don't want to say bully mentality, but a sort of,
we're better than you.
We get to do this. It's anarchy. It's like we can do whatever we want.
If we have the power to do
us.
It, we're going
to
do it to prove
right.
that we can.
Oh,
right.
Hell yeah. They're
the TSA.
Worst kind. Yeah, they're like the worst kind. Like, they're the kind of guy, they're the kind of people that, you know, no one ever believes me on this. Everyone always has that image of like the Chinese people are always so polite and very well-mannered. And, you know, what was that one stupid show? Fresh Off the Boat or something?
I don't know.
There's some.
We watch American TV.
No, that is American show, apparently. I didn't know about this until my friend told me about it. I did not know about this show. It's like
white Americans only watch Game of Thrones and Californication. I don't know if you knew that.
Then I'm very shocked at the existence of this show. It's probably canceled for all I know at this point. But like you know that stereotype.
Days of
They're
Our
all
Rice.
Very
Days of Our Rice.
Got me right there.
Thank you.
But you fucking just made me lose my train.
You were
of
saying
thought.
There's a show that depicts.
Oh yeah, no,
off the boat.
But not even just this show in particular, but just like
the image Americans have of the
yeah,
like sort of
nice, polite, bowing, and just well mannered. And
but that's in this country.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but like in reality, Chinese people are assholes.
Because there's so many of them, they're crowded, they're tired.
That doesn't mean anything. You could be an asshole anywhere, anytime.
Okay,
but
this
is like a collective.
But I think we all have that sense, like when we. Order, and I'm going Asian in general, not just Chinese, but like when we order at the Chinese restaurant, when we drop off our, and I'm talking about these stereotypical things. When we drop off our dry cleaning, when we go get our nails done, there's that like
subservience.
I don't even want to do the impression because I feel like
it's racist.
Yeah.
He's right here.
Well, I don't care about Henry.
I'm the one saying
it,
man.
I know.
But like, it's just like, oh, thank you so much. You know, and then you see them turn
image.
Around with the smile drained from their face and then like say a bunch of stuff to the other
like
person in their language and then kind of like, ha ha ha, and like look at you,
I had
you know?
Like an Asian masseuse, probably slave, as I'm coming. She's like, oh, thank you. Literally, that happened to me.
Just hateful
literally.
Inside.
Oh, look, thank you.
Yeah, but can you
now,
imagine,
again,
can
I'm,
you
a
imagine
treat.
Being,
I'm a treat.
Can you imagine being like in China where it's just there is no one to please, like, you know, white people I don't know why. It's just Asians want to please. Maybe it's they're afraid
so they don't
of
do
being
that for
nuked.
Each other.
Maybe they're afraid
it's
of being
probably
nuked
because
or
of those
something.
British.
Wait, but don't Asian women do that for their man, their Asian husband or whatnot? That's supposed to be
not
a,
to that level. No, not to the American.
Now that's also her job. Levels. That's her job.
Obligation.
In my story. That's her job.
Obligation.
Do you find there's a difference between the Chinese and Japanese as far as the relations between women and men?
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, I don't know Japanese people all that super well. So I would say, yeah, there's definitely a huge stark difference between Chinese and Japanese, you know, treatment of women. I would like to think that, no, I would not, I would like to think, I believe that Japanese people treat the women better. I mean.
Like women are a little more subservient in China?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, yeah, ever since the.
And in turn, they get treated better for it.
Yes.
They get rewarded.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but then again, it's like almost any other culture. Women are kind of lowered on the totem pole, but then you got like the matriarch that's like the head no matter what. Like even if she is
the
a
mother
woman.
Head.
Yeah, but she's like, yeah. I have one in my family. My aunt, she's like 80-something years old. She's a woman, but she's oldest. She knows better. She's wiser, you know.
That is one thing that culturally, at least stereotypically, Asians are known to respect their elders more than we
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You guys don't throw them in homes like we do.
No, we have them over and take care of them. Like yeah. Everyone in my family is or has taken care of their parents. I hope one day not to do it myself because I was born in America.
America.
Yeah, no, and China's like the filial piety.
So then, okay, then
your parents.
So now we're talking about like stereotypical behavior. So when it comes to, say, for example, treating women, do you look at yourself like in some kind of like compartment as an Asian man, or you're just you're an American guy?
I'm American.
So you treat women like any American, red-blooded American guy would. That's it. There's
There is a slight difference. There is something in my family.
The foreskin.
Where, hey, I can feel more.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I
know.
I didn't fucking mutilate myself.
If I felt any more, I'd be coming right now.
Yeah, no. Laz needs to be stifled all that he can.
Like a muzzle.
Yeah. Holy shit, man.
Just circumcise the shit out of him. Feed
him some
cornflakes. I feel
bad for you.
Oh, you should.
I feel bad
for you. You should. I feel bad for me too.
I feel bad for circumcised men everywhere.
No. I don't know. I like being circumcised, I think.
You didn't have a choice, did you?
No. But I circumcised my son. Not myself. I hired.
Yeah,
somebody.
I was going
to
say.
The hospital did it.
How much money are you trying to save here?
Yeah, did you get a bris or something?
We didn't do that. My sister did that with her son. I just did it in the hospital, yeah. Got it over with.
I don't know. The doctors asked my dad if he wanted me circumcised.
I don't speak English, so it didn't get done.
No, it was more like he was really surprised he was both surprised and relieved that I was a boy.
But don't they say, like, from what I've heard, like, you, the penis is like what the father has, right? Like,
what?
If you're circumcised,
traditionally,
if you're circumcised, you circumcise. If you're uncircumcised, you don't.
Well, I mean, if you look at the research, like it's either Jewish people or Americans.
No,
that
it's European. Sure, it's certainly an American or Jewish thing, but I don't think I have.
It's not a thing that came in Asia.
I wonder how many of my friends are not circumcised. Okay, so out of all the dicks you've seen, which is extensive, Shannon Cook, what percentage would you say are uncircumcised?
Just the ones that I've seen in real life?
Yeah, real life. You,
did I have to actually like have any sexual interaction with
when
this?
When have you seen one that you didn't?
I see a lot of dicks.
In the flesh.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I've seen plenty of dicks that I never laid hands on or
how?
Anything else. Just as a teenager, when you're with guys hanging out, everyone's
okay,
playing
so count
truth
that.
Or dare.
Every
yeah.
dick you've seen in person, in the flesh, how many? What percentage is circumcised? It's got to be 90.
I would say, yeah, 85%.
Well, we have done an hour and 30 minutes. I think that's enough. What do you think?
Just in case we have to cut some things, we should probably go over.
No pun intended. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take one more break and do about 15 to 20 and then get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Perfect. And we're back.
Yep.
So, okay. As being kind of like an inside man on this topic, I'm curious. I want you to be really frank here.
Yeah, this is like Cold War. Like,
waterboarding.
You're being interrogated.
Yeah.
That's why we left the light on. So, what do you find either American Chinese or Chinese, What are like the deep secret thoughts about Americans? Like, what are their American stereotypes?
What do Chinese people think about white Americans? Like, yeah. What is their stereotype?
Besides fat and lazy.
I wish I had a really good answer for this, but I don't know. I mean, we see them as wealthy, obviously. Okay. Like a cab story I was telling you about, that one cabbie who walked out and was acting like a chauffeur with a stereotypical, ha, 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 yes, yes, got side, yeah, well, very, very nice, like that. That kind of bullshit, like, we see them with money. I mean, obviously, U.S. dollars, any dollars converted to, like, Chinese money is bank.
Yeah, like, if a Chinese person had to describe an American, like...
Privileged?
I've always pictured,
privileged,
like...
is a word, I guess.
I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, they think everyone wears baseball hats, or no, everyone's, like a cowboy, like, or, you know?
A character trait.
Oh, yeah. Okay, actually, I do have... somewhat of an answer on this one.
Yeah, like, what's the cartoon in their mind of what?
I've noticed a lot of Chinese immigrant parents, or just Chinese parents, wanting their daughters, not their sons. Their sons is like whatever the fuck, you know, they do, but they want their daughters to marry someone white.
To kind of give them off to a family that can provide and like
just
all of that.
Be
part of the establishment.
Yeah, like put themselves into like a better thing. Like they, like I've noticed that they actually discourage, if they can, against marrying another Chinese.
Really?
Yeah, shit, you're not.
But they encourage the boys to do so.
Oh, the boys, they just don't give a shit. You just, as long as you're not,
you're a man.
As long as you're not gay, they're good. They're good enough. Like once one child and the one child is gay, fuck my family.
Huh.
Yeah, what are the attitudes in China about being gay?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure not happily. I don't know. That was never a thing that came up as a topic of conversation or anything. I don't think anyone talks about
it. There's
a lot
of lady boys out there.
Well, that's from Thailand.
Right.
You know, the shit that we own. You know, we own them.
Well,
we
thank God
them.
You do, because there'd be more lady boys if not.
Oh, I don't know. We keep our people nice and clean. Then we get the
and then they go on vacation
lesser,
and fuck the ladyboys.
Lesser Asians, like the Japs and the Koreans. And
well,
the
Japs are not lesser Asians.
Well, I mean, I mean, China. Thinks
oh,
so.
I see.
Like, China right. thinks so. Right. Come on.
When you're the biggest Asian country, all the other ones are lesser. I would imagine.
Oh, come on. Let's say 10. Okay, now that everyone's PC, everyone's saying Asian. But when I was a little kid in the 90s, the immediate thought is Chinese, followed by Japanese, followed by Korean,
sure.
followed
Still.
By you have a disability.
Oh my god!
Right here, you have a vision. You have a vision impairment.
Interesting. I picture like back when I'd get like Happy Meals for my kids and these little shitty like fucking toys, like these poor like child slaves. Like what they must think making those things.
Yeah.
Like this is just something that we get and throw away after a couple days, and it took mm-hmm. them God knows what kind of effort. And how do they comprehend the silly shit that we get when you look at infomercials and toys and clothing fads? And we must be seen as fucking gods and retards. God-like retards.
You have the money to just conveniently buy whatever you want. Short of you, if you're poor in the U.S., yeah, I get it. You have to like compromise. You can't get an iPhone, whatever. But generally speaking,
even poor people have iPhones. Like my cleaning lady at work, who's a piece of she sucks at her job. She has an iPhone.
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
Yeah. Generally speaking, anyone in America has the money to be able to get
right.
our
stuff. Level of poor is rich almost anywhere else.
Yeah, pretty much. Like over there is really shit. I remember talking to a whole bunch of people. My dad having conversations with a whole bunch of people. There are people over there that are just fucking like just poor and miserable. They are paycheck to paycheck kind of people. Like
if that
straight up paycheck to paycheck, dead like what do you call it? Break even kind of paycheck to paycheck.
Well, I think a lot of Americans though certainly I think live that because
there's no doubt about that.
But
because
even when you come up the ladder, I think then your expenses increase. I think we're always the American way is to kind of overspend your means and just kind of like get that next like that next rung before you're there kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But other countries like there's literal like you will walk a mile for clean water.
Yeah.
That can happen. That can't happen here. Unless you're in Detroit or Flint. That really can't happen here.
Ah,
exactly.
Fuck those places.
But there's got to be a tragedy for it to happen here.
I think there's so many like safeguards in place with, you know, in America, welfare and all of those
and
things.
Working at Walmart. You can always, no, for real, you can always
anyone
do that.
Anyone can get a job at Walmart.
Right.
But.
Man, when you're wealthy in China, you are set. We had a family friend who owned some kind of furniture company or furniture factory that just makes furniture or whatever. He had a car. That means a lot in China. You have a car, you are fucking top of the world.
Same thing like in India. The caste system is very much still there.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys.
And you can't get out in a lot of cases. That's it. You are what you are.
You're born into it, and then you can't.
You say fuck those guys?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Come on. Have you looked at the country? Fuck.
Oh, it's a piece of garbage. Fuck all those India people. Is filthy. Yeah. Even Indians don't want to go to
literally,
India.
Literally. Like, yeah.
And it's just as corrupt.
They get dysentery like the drop of a hat. We should take them over.
I mean, they've had to be taught to not shit in the streets.
Yeah.
And they still do.
And the rivers are just, you know, full of feces and dead bodies. And
you're welcome
people
to
are washing
for civilizing
their
you.
And shit. It's a different world that I certainly can't imagine. But, like, you know, we'll watch a movie like Slumdog Millionaire or something and just kind of be in awe that that can really be how it is as opposed to some kind of over dramatization for cinematic effect.
Correct.
No, that's straight up legit. Holy crap. Like, what was I saying? Yeah. You're welcome, Tibet, for civilizing your dumbasses.
Wow. That's pretty big words, my friend.
They're pretty much doing the same ass shit. We're going to take over Taiwan very soon. Don't let them tell you.
Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Oh, they always knew. They were always.
They always
knew. As soon as Mao Zedong took over, they were afraid from that day.
My God. Yeah, I can't imagine.
What a glorious man. I love that guy.
It's a great day to be alive in America.
It always has been.
I got the swagger.
Unless you're a Native American.
Yeah.
Not quite
that. Not always.
Ah, they're like unicorns now, right?
Well.
It's like three, maybe.
No, but a lot of full-blooded Native Americans still live on a reservation.
But it's almost like I go into your house, like I fuck your mom in the ass and like kick you out of your house, and it's but you can come back and stay here. I mean, it's got to be so shitty. It's got to be so shitty
or
where someone
worse,
takes over your land and you just kind of, you're still here.
Okay, I fucked your mom in the ass, took all of this, and now it's not like you can still stay.
Stay in the basement.
No, like you get sent to the shed.
Right, like the doghouse.
Yeah.
You're in the doghouse,
and you can
literally
only be in the shed.
I don't know. I would like to think that since everyone at some point started at the same time but progressed at different rates, you know, they kind of were slow and
survival
got taken
of the
over
fittest,
by
I guess.
Better people.
But
fuck, I mean, that shit, it is hard to argue that, but it's so shitty to say that out loud. You can't argue that, though.
And I don't think that.
Can you?
That's why people hate me.
But don't you also see it as like these people are living in their own world? They're having conflicts tribe to tribe and such things, but you can't be prepared when people come in with
weapons, guns
and other types of weapons that you have nothing to come up against, plus disease. And
that's
plus
a strategy.
Just,
that is a strategy. For winning.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
It seems like an unfair... That's like saying, you know, like the hunter versus the deer, you know.
It's a sport.
Everyone
loves...
The Native Americans, like the deer, don't know they're playing and have nothing to come back at it with.
Yeah, people love one-sided fights. Come on.
I don't...
But it doesn't have to be a fight. I mean, I guess...
Only if you're the one that's fighting to win in it.
Exactly. Who doesn't love a one-sided fight where you are the one side?
Well... Of course, everyone going into any endeavor wants to win.
If it was legal, I would punch a baby.
But
get into a fight with a baby and win.
No, you wouldn't. Without the,
it'd be easy,
right? Like again, I'm not a historian either. Like you said before, but you know the myth of, you know, they would have peacefully coexisted with, you know, the explorers.
Not with their beliefs. Their beliefs were sharing
that might
and everyone's under the sun and some bullshit. Whereas Europeans were just like, this is our shit.
I want this now.
We have deeds. We have fucking Tiny Tim and Scrooge making up papers and all that kind of crap.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Human nature, but like, it's always the same case, gets in the way of everything.
Yeah.
Human greed will always rule, I think, any institution, civilization, because we all have that whole, like, yeah, like, I'm a good guy, but I'll take mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's always going to be the ultimate, nullifier of goodwill.
If you get to choose first, you're always going to pick the bigger piece of the cookie.
Right.
It's all in the pursuit of pussy.
And just basic survival, you know, like in a world that was being explored in that time frame, there was so much disease. Food, you know, was something that you couldn't always come by easily if where you were living had a drought or a famine of some kind. So I think the urge for wealth and being able to acquire what you need, it goes beyond pussy, certainly.
Of course, of course.
But then, you know, in the end game, a lot of those things, you know, are in the pursuit of.
Or just to pass on, like, a legacy.
Yeah, the genes.
Right.
That's our number one kind of motive.
Right. I think we all know no one listens this long. So at this point, we have free range to say whatever we want. And with that being said, Henry Liu, what are your final fucking words?
I really hate being put on the spot like that.
Good. Okay. Shannon, anything in closing?
Listen, learn, laugh, loosen.
Guys, this has been a Loose Loose Podcast, and we will
Donald Trump. Make America great again. This is coming from a first-generation immigrant. Oh, not
by the way,
immigrant.
All
immigrant
of his hats
were made
and T-shirts
China.
That say "Make
and
America
his ties
Great Again"
and his shirts
are all have the tag "Made in China." China. So
yeah, support.
If he really wanted support. To make America great again, wouldn't your campaign have those done in the proudly
made? His supporters
made
can't afford American-made products.
Exactly,
they can't afford that. They gotta buy front doors and stairs and shit.
Precisely. Make America great again. This is coming from a Chinese person making these products.
You're not making these products.
I'm not, but my people. I'm pretty sure
they're not your people.
I have a cousin probably who's in a factory just on a fucking sewing machine.
Male or female?
Probably a female.
You don't even know. You're making this up.
That's why I said maybe. Why do you think I said maybe?
I thought you said I have a.
Listen. I very likely. How about that? I very likely. More than 51%. How about that? Have a good night.
Peace out.